I figured that I'll have more time to get into the initials and see the time. So we saw the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos is talking about a case where you have a matzah, and it's made out of chita and tavlin. And the Gemara assumes initially that it's miyat chita and right tavlin. And it says that you see the chivosah, it's in matzah, you need a matzah with two bells, but you see chavis matzah. The Gemara wants to know, why are you see chavis matzah? Look, the matzah is a miyat, should be bottled by right. So the Gemara says it works, it's going like Rabbi Huda, the min b'minoi is not bottle, and the matzah and the tavlin is min b'minoi, because the why the matzah and the tavlin is midamina is this whole complicated discussion, but bottom line, the Gemara assumes that matzah and tavlin is midamina. As Mish explains, physically it's all one recipe, so that's called, it's all one, it merges into one entity, it's called midamina. And halachically, the Gemara brings a raya from here that basar mispatel as linon, and since the matzah could turn into a tavlin, so to speak, it could lose the status of matzah if it's masriach, so therefore it's all called min b'minoi. Anyway, bottom line, it's going to have Yehud, and it's called min b'minoi, and that's why the matzah is kosher. That's the Gemara. Gemara says, kasher, so what do you do, the mandor, mebosa, and the so Gemara says, chanami, he's going to have to say the matzah is cooked, it's really roiv chito, the tavlin's only a miyot. Gemara says, dekanami, that it's nikra matzah mitubelis, it's mash metaka that the matzah, the chito is the miyot, is the roiv and not the miyot. Yeah, that's the sugya. But Al-Kapanim, L'Chavchil, Gemara thought the matzah is the miyot, and the reason why it's kosher is because min b'minei le'votel, and it's going with Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minei le'votel. And there were two questions that Rav Chaim asked two questions on the sugya. Number one, what do you have to come on to min b'minei? Even if it's min b'she'en b'minei, it's nice and tam. Like the Gemara says in Zvachim, that chitin oires, the Mishnah says that chitin oires, as long as it has a tam chito, you might say chayvus matzah. And the Gemara explains, because Shema Mino, that nice and tam there, Isa. So works me the nice and tam. What does that mean, nice and tam? Doesn't mean tam ke'ikir, doesn't mean tam ne'im ha'moshay. But Al-Kapanim, it says in the Gemara in Zvachim that chita noiris is kosher, else nice and tam. Ma'as min b'mino. So why does the Gemara in Menachos have to come on to min b'mino? And question number two, the Yerushalmi says you have to come out to greyer, and it's only chita noiris that have the special affinity that the chita is greyer the oiris. So Mas and Tavlin, Chit and Tavlin, with Loi Shemayna, they have that special affinity. So why? If there's no greira, without greira, Yerushalmi says that the Mishnah doesn't work without greira. So how does it work by Mas and Tavlin? Yerushalmi says only Chit and Oyers. If you mix Chit and Shikris, it won't work. But you have to have greira. So why does Chit and Oyers work better? Why does Chit and Tavlin work better? What happened to greira? Those are the two problems in the Gemara Menachos. So yesterday we saw Chaim's Mahalach. Chaim says that when you have this case, whenever you have chita that's mixed into something else, and the chita is a miyot, you have to deal with two things. First of all, you have to deal with the fact that I need dogon, because you can only be yotzi with dogon. Chamatzah, chalah has to be dogon. And number two, you need to have a shem lechem. So Chaim is mechadish, that tam ke'ikir, he understands nice and tam to be tam ke'ikir. He says tam ke'ikir only works for the din dogon, but it doesn't work for the din lechem. Chaim doesn't explain so much why. He just says there's a yalfusa, the tam kikir works for the din dogon. There's no yalfusa that should work for the din lechem. So yesterday I suggested the hasbara. I think this is the hasbara. That dogon is a mitzias, it has a tam. So you can say something as tam dogon. And then it suggests a kosher, tam kikir. Lechem is an abstraction. A din lechem, if you have something that's made out of dogon, and it's nefer v'tam, where there's exerce a kosher that has a din lechem. But the din lechem doesn't have a tam. Like I said yesterday, just like Gurasa doesn't have a tam. It's a halacha construct. It doesn't have a tam. So there's no tam ke'ikir in the din lechem. So if Chaim's mechadish, the tam ke'ikir is a halacha concept. It only applies to the extent that it applies. And that's menei bittul. So there's tam ke'ikir and the din dogon. So tam ke'ikir works that the chita should have a din dogon, shouldn't lose its din dogon. The din dogon shouldn't be bottled by right. But the Torah's lechem, that is no tam ke'ikir. If there's no time to kick it, then the Torah's lechem is hakabotul b'roif. So for that you need greira. Greira makes it that the Torah's lechem carries over to the oiros. That's why we need these two things. That's the Rav Chaim's miyash of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. That the Bavli talks about tam nois and tam, which he's assuming means tam kicker. The Bavli's talking about the din dogon, Where did the Dindogan go? Why isn't the Dindogan bottled by Chitin Oyers? So the Bavli says in Zvachim, that's Tam Kikka. And the Yishalmi says, well, what about the Din Lechem? There's no Tam Kikka for the Din Lechem. Says the Yishalmi, that works with Gerera. So he says, and that's the 1-2 punch. When you have Chitin Oyers, Tam Kikka gives it a Dindogan, gives the Chit a Dindogan. Gerera gives the Chit a Teres Lechem, prevents the. Whereas Tam Kikka gives, allows the. Tam Kikker is what prevents the chita from being bottled arayv mitzad the din dogan shabbat. And Gerera is what prevents the chita from being bottled arayv mitzad the teres lechem shabbat. Now you're yotzi with the chita, and you have to eat chita because you have to eat dogan, and you're not yotzi with the teres. You have to eat the kezayas of chita, and that's pshat and pshim gamliya, that you have to eat the shir of chita because you're really only yotzi with the chita. So that's when you have chita and teres. Lashenkin by chita and tavlin. By chit and tavlin, you taka don't have greira. So if you don't have greira, so then tam keikir can only give me, can only help for the, can only salvage the dindogan. But the teres lechem should be bottled the right. Therefore, the Gemara says you have to come on to minbaminoi. Minbaminoi is not a, minbaminoi is afko and bittel altogether. Minbaminoi is not bottled. So that works ben for the din of, both for the din of dogon and for the din lechem. At the end of the day, it's min b'mino, doesn't have bittel. There is no bittel b'roiv, it's havko and bittel. You can't ask, why isn't the lechem bottle b'roiv? Min b'mino is not bottle b'roiv. That's not called b'roiv. Min b'mino is not called b'roiv, but it needs to be mevatel. So that's why the Gemara has to come out to min b'mino, and it can't work with nice and tam. Dafka because there's no greir. Dafka is because it's a case where you don't have greir. Ad kan the Rav Chaim that we saw yesterday. So it comes out, Lefi Rav Chaim's Mahalach, that there's no tension between the Gemara in Zvachim and the Gemara in Menachos. In fact, that's what Rav Chaim's trying to do, to explain how the Gemara in Menachos is not a steer to the Gemara in Zvachim. However, right, those, these two Gemaras, they're fine. The Gemara in Zvachim talks about Tam Kikker, and Tam Kikker is enough. Because the Gemara in Zvachim is talking about Chitin Oyers when you have Gerera, so you can take care of the Teres of the Din Lechem. We only have to worry about the Din Dogon. For the Din Dogon, the Tam Kikker. The Gemara in Menachos is talking about Chitin and Tavlin. Chitin and Tavlin, there's no Gerera. So now I have to worry not only about the Din Dogon, I have to worry about the Teres Lechem. Teres Lechem, Tam Kikker is not good enough. There I have to come on to Midbanina. So there you go. The Gemara in Zvachim, the Gemara in Menachos can live B'Shalom. The thing is, Tosis, there in Menachos, asks from the Gemara in Zvachim. Taisus in Menachos Taka asks, he says it's by Chit and Tavlin, he says, what do you mean min b'minoi? The Chit and Tavlin have a different taste, let it work out nice and tam. Like the Gemara says in Zvachim. Taisus answers the Gemara Menachos is chaylik on the Gemara in Zvachim. A little Taisus. So chayla Taisus against their chayla. Taisus thinks there is a steer between the Gemara in Zvachim and the Gemara in Menachos. Rav Chaim talks about it. Chaim says that Tosfos holds that the din lechem is chal, not doesn't have to wait till after you bake the matzah. The din lechem is chal while it's still an iso. As long as it's an iso that's blilosei ova, it's a thick iso like a bread, not a cake batter, but a thick iso like a bread. So Shitas Rabbeinu Tam in Brachos and Tanu Rokhemis is that, this is a different sigil here, but Shitas Rabbeinu Tam happens to be that an Issa that's blilosei ova, it's chalin and immediately a teres lechem even without baking. So it's mostly shayna hold that bread has to be baked. Based on Mishnayos. And if you don't bake it, something that you cook is never bread. When the Tam is mechadish, that's based on Mishnayos nechal. When the Tam is mechadish, that's only by a cake batter or less, blilosei rapim. If you don't bake it, it doesn't become bread, it's not chayiv and chal. If you bake a cake, it's chayiv and chal. But if you cook a cake, make donuts or something, so you fry them and you deep fry them, so it's not chayiv and chal. And it's mishnayis. But Rabbeinu Tam is mechayiv is that that's only by a blila rako, by a cake batter. By a blila ova, by definition is lechem, even if it was never baked, even if it was cooked. So the mashal Rabbeinu Tam holds that lakshin are chayiv and chal. Lakshin is noodles. Because noodles, your mother probably doesn't make noodles, but you probably just buy them in the store and boil them up. But and my mother too. But once upon a time, if you ever, well, the way you make noodles is you start off like a cake. You start off like a challah, like with a thick dough, and you flatten it, and then you cut it up into strips. That's noodles. So and then you cook them. So Rabbeinu Tam says it's chayiv and challah, it's lechem. Well, how's it lechem? It was never baked. It's cooked. It happened to be lechem. Rabbi Tam says, no, Blila Ava is lechem be'etzem. So therefore, says Rabbi Tam, Taisus holds, and that says Rabbi Chaim, rather, Taisus is going in this sheet to Rabbi Tam. And Taisus therefore is assuming the Gemara Menachos is talking about where you added the tavlin after you made the dough. So already got a shem lechem. So therefore, I don't need Gerera. The Gemara Menachos says, I don't need Gerera, because the Gerera is to give it a shem lechem. Chitah has a shem lechem. Either chitah is a meat and the tavlin is arrived. But since it already got a shem lechem before he added the tavlin, it doesn't lose the shem lechem later. So the chitah, the other dois already has a shem lechem. So I don't. As far as the Gemara Menachos is concerned, I don't need greater to give it a teres lechem. I still need it should be dogon. And dogon is now that I overwhelmed it with tavlin, so maybe it should lose the teres dogon with bitul arrived. For that, Tom Kicker ought to help. Fantasis. So why does the Gemara have to come out bintim in the minoy? Tom Kicker should be enough, like the Gemara says in Zvachim. That's how he deals with the Tosis. In other words, Tosis holds that the Gemara Menachos is a special case where I don't need to worry about Gerera. Normally, I need Gerera, and Pchit and Tavlin don't have Gerera. But the Gemara Menachos told me in a special case where I added the Tavlin after I made the Issa. And it's going with Shita Shemena Tam that an Issa Shibulosi Ova already has a Shem Lechem. So the Kilu Gerera is taken care of. I don't need Gerera because the Teres Lechem was taken care of. So now the Gemara Menachos becomes a pure play. It's just about Dovan. Just about Dogon says to him, so the Gemara says, you need Min. In fact, Tosis, but the Gemara Zvachim says that nice and time is enough, time kicker is enough. So that's Pshat and Tosis. That's why Tosis thought that there's a steer between the Gemara and Zvachim and the Gemara and Menachos. Why isn't time? Chaim was explaining the Ram, and it was said that time kicker is not good in the Gemara and Menachos because you need a Teres Lechem needs Gerera. And you don't have Gerera because it's Tavlin, so you have to come on to Minminoi, which is Machti, the Teres Bittel, Ka'omer. Taisus learns that the Gemara in Menachos saw him at a special case where you already was an Issa, and therefore it's already Lechem, so you don't need a Teres Lechem, you don't have to give it a Teres Lechem, and therefore you only have to worry about Teres Dogon, you can have Tam Kikker. Fred Taisus, so why isn't Tam Kikker good enough? That's Chaim's explanation of Taisus. Chaim doesn't explain, so what's Taisus' Teret? The Sugis Achalot. The Sugis HaChalik in what? Why is the Sugis HaMenachos? Anyway, Taisus was just somewhat cryptic. Taisus says the Sugis HaMenachos is Chalik on the Sugis HaVachim. In what Nekuta is the Sugis HaMenachos Chalik on the Sugis HaVachim? The Sugis HaMenachos says Tamkik is not enough, you need Min B'mina. Why is Tamkik not enough? So what the Sugis HaMenachos has in the whole Tamkik? The Arab Chaim doesn't explain. Also, Taisus is very strange. The Sugi Menachos is Chalak on the Sugi Zvachim. What do you mean Chalak on the Sugi Zvachim? The Sugi Zvachim is a Mishnah. Ha'isi isim and achitim and oivis. It's not Min B'minoi. Chit and oivis is not Min B'minoi. The Sugi Zvachim affairs, that's not called Min B'minoi. And the Mishnah says that you're in Yeshua Tam Dogo and you're Yotze. So you see the Tam Kikker is enough. You don't need Min B'minoi. So what's Pshat Nigmar Menachos? Some of the Taisus. I sent you last minute, just before you, I sent you the picture of the Taisus. I didn't give it as a marmokin because you're busy with mishos. But if you want to take a look inside and then on your phone, if you want, I don't mind. But Taisha says the Gemara Menachos. He says what's pshat the Gemara Menachos? The Gemara Menachos says you have to come out to Min B'minoi. Why do you need Min B'minoi? It's nice and tam. The Gemara Zvachim says nice and tam is enough. You don't need Min B'minoi. Nice and tam is enough. So Taisha's answer to the Gemara Menachos is chayluk. How could the Gemara Menachos be chayluk? The Gemara Zvachim is based on a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Ha'isa Chito, Ha'isa Iso, Mina Chito, Mina Oires, and Yesh Vatam Dagon, Chayevis be Matzah, and Chayevis be Chalav, Yesh Chayevis Matzah. The Chayevis not Min B'minoi. Chito and Oires not Min B'minoi. The Gemara says in Zvachim, but Ferish says not Min B'minoi. That's the Gemara Zvachim. The Gemara says in Zvachim that the Mishnah works with Nois and Tam, Shema Mina Nois and Tam there Ha'isa. The Gemara asks from Rish Lakish with chit pickled noister tummy shabol and zebazeh. You see that noisin time is not deraisa. The Gemara says habim min b'sheinim inay habim min b'minay. By min b'sheinim inay noisin time is deraisa. By min b'minay noisin time is not deraisa. It's bottle chad betray. The Gemara speaks that out of Peferish. The chit and noisin is min b'sheinim inay. So what nekuda? What exactly? So what exactly in that Mishnah does the Gemara Menachos not? Which part of that? What exactly is the Gemara Menachos supposed to do with that Mishnah? specific tesis. It's a problem, Tosis. Nice, you see in that Tosis is an interesting thing. You see in that Tosis that from the Mishnah itself, it's not muchuch that nois and tam is derais. The Gemara in Zvachim thinks that it's muchuch that nois and tam is derais. The Gemara in Menachos in Zvachim thinks pshat in the Mishnah is that it's worth the tam keep with nois and tam. The Gemara in Menachos is chaylik. The Gemara in Menachos doesn't think that nois and tam could make something into a kosher matz. Only Bemina could do it. So what do you do with the Mishnah? Well, Menachos must have some other plan in the Mishnah. Well, what could that be? Never mind Rav Chaim for a second. Just pshat and the good. What's pshat in this Tosis? Tosis asks a steer between two Gemaras. What Tosis calls a steer between two Gemaras. The Gemara in Zvachim says that you could be Yetzei, Chayvetz Matzah, and you could be Chayvin Chala with Nois and Tam. Mimishen and Mina, but it's Nois and Tam. The Gemara in Menachos says not only Min Bemina. So Tosis answers the Chaim, Machaykos HaSugis. The Gemara Menachos thinks it has to be min b'minoi. The Gemara in Zvachim thinks no, it can work even with nois and tam. So Tosis doesn't think a lot of things. And Tosis doesn't explain. First of all, Tosis doesn't explain what's in the kudus amachleikus. And number two, Tosis doesn't explain, but it's in Mishnah Mufereshes. Chitin oiris zecharis min b'shein eminoi, and it's and the Mishnah says that that in yesh b'tam matzah, yesh b'tam chita yoyetsim. So it's a perish in Mishnah that, as the Gemara says, shma minon nois and tam derai. So what's Gemara Menachos supposed to do with it? So I'm not sure, but I want to suggest maybe that Tosis holds that there's really two ways to understand the Mishnah in Chal of Ha'isa Isa Menachitim. In other words, why are you Yitzchay this Matz? The Gemara in Zvachim says because Nois and Tam Derais, the Tam Kirkin. But there's another plan how to understand the Mishnah without Tam Kirkin. What might that be? Yeah, but then you don't gain anything as far as the Gemara Menachos is concerned. You know, the Gemara Menachos had some other plan B. If Taimi Mamasha would work, then Menachos should also have Taimi Mamasha. Tosis is telling me that the Gemara Zvachim thinks Pshat in the Mishnah is that it's Af Nois and Tam. But there's a plan B. The Gemara Menachos thinks that's not Pshat in the Mishnah. So what does the Gemara Menachos think? There must be some other Pshat in the Mishnah available, some other way to learn the Mishnah that's nothing to do with Nois and Tam. And that's what the Gemara Menachos thinks is going on in that Mishnah. But what might that possibly be? You're creative a little bit. I mean, not too creative.
Chit and Oris are really, especially if you say Chazanish yesterday, that you mix together.
Oh, that's a possibility. The Tosis thinks that the Gemara Menachos thinks that Chit and Oris are min b'minay. That might be them. That's a very big chiddush. I mean, that might be them. Yeah, I didn't think that direction too so much, but maybe that's what Tosis means, that the Gemara Menachos is chalik and thinks that chit and eretz is min b'minay. Because it's very hard because we're going to get messed up. It's only going to work even if it could possibly be true. It could only be true if you go baser batel, but if you go baser mevatel, then it's for sure not true because the eretz can never be chitur. And there you can't say something about Rav Chito, because Beferish, Yesh Tam Chito, you don't need Rav Chito. But the Gemara answers in Menachos, but the Man Domer Basim Avatel, it's not going to work for the Mishnah in Chal. So I think in the Pilpul it's going to break down. But it's a good Machshava. I thought something else. Maybe greater. Maybe Tosis thinks, not like the Rosh and the Ramban who reconcile the Bavli and Yishalmi and you need greater and Tam Kikah. Maybe Tosis thinks there's two Mahalchim in the Mishnah. There's the Mahalach of Tam Keker. That's one Mahalach in the Mishnah. That's the Gemara in Zvachim. Tam Keker. Nepach. Whatever the Mahalach is, Tam Keker is good enough. Maybe with Nepach or without Nepach, the Chit itself relates to it. But the Kaponim is a Mahalach of Tam Keker. And the Yishalmi has a different Mahalach without Tam Keker. Maybe Tam Keker is not good enough. Maybe the Yishalmi learns the Mishnahs with Greer. And maybe Greer doesn't need Tam Keker, and Tam Keker doesn't need Greer. The Rosh and the Ramban, they were very creative in reconciling the Bavli and Yishalmi. Maybe Tosis wasn't so creative. Tosis took the Bavli and Yishalmi Achelah. So Meila tastes like this. The Gemara in Zvachim thinks that the Pshat in the Mishnah is Tam Ki'ikr. And the Gemara in Zvachim apparently thinks that Tam Ki'ikr can make lechem. The Gemara Menachos is chaylik. The Gemara Menachos doesn't think that Tamkir could make lechem. Tosfos doesn't explain why not. Maybe like Rav Chaim, Tamkir can't give it a teres lechem. Maybe we could use Rav Chaim for that. So the Gemara Menachos doesn't think Tamkir can make lechem. Only Min Bemino can make lechem. Like Rav Chaim would say. So, but what is the Gemara Menachos going to do with the Mishnah? Oh, the Mishnah is greira. Achitanoi is a special case. It has greira. If you have greira, you don't need Tamkir. Greira makes a lechem automatically. It makes the Ares Machmetz. Maybe once the Ares is Machmetz, it becomes Lechem Be'etzim. Maybe that would be in Cheshbon, that would be a... It's still very Sosom and Tosis. But maybe that would be Malach in the Tosis. Anyway, the Tosis of Mice is very Sosom, very cryptic. If this is what Tosis means, it's still cryptic. I want to talk about... So far, we spoke through... Let's leave Tosis aside. So we spoke through Chaim's Mahalach in the Gemara Menachos. What's Pshat in Gemara Menachos? Why do you need to... Again, we have two kashas. Gemara Menachos presents us with two problems. Why do you need to be Mino typically that it's nice and tam? And number two, how do you get away with that greater? And if Gemara in the Yishami says you need greater here, you don't have greater. So Chaim's solution is to have one problem answer the other and to say it in a chan. You normally need greater because tam kicker can only give it dogon. Can only give it a shem dogon. Tam kicker can't give it a shem lechem. The shem lechem is with greater. But here, by chit and tavlin, I don't have greira. It's a special thing by chit and others. Chit and tavlin don't have greira. Without greira, so what gives it a shem lechem? The answer is in the chanami. That's why tam kikr is not good enough. Min b'minoi. Min b'minoi is different. Min b'minoi gives it everything. Because min b'minoi means that chit is not bottle at all. If the chit is not bottle at all, then it's like I had chit by itself. Chit by itself is dogon and lechem. That's Rav Chaim's mahalach. It's worth stressing that Rav Chaim's mahalach only works if you learn that Tam Kikr is a special Zeres HaKosel. And then we can say Rav Chaim's fancy lumbus that it's going with Tam Kikr and Tam Kikr is a Zeres HaKosel and it only said in regard to the things that it said. So Tam Kikr can only give it a Shem Dogon because Dogon has a Tam, but it can't give it a Shem Lechem because even though Lechem is a result of being Dogon, but at the end of the day it's a different Shem and Tam Zeres HaKosel of Tam Kikr wasn't said in regard to the Shem Lechem and so on and so forth. It's all based on the notion that Tam Kikr is a semi-mystical concept that has, you know, can only be said exactly where it can be said and doesn't work for the things that it can't be said, and in contradistinction to Midbeminoi, which is just not bottle, and it's not bottle for anything. So that's fine if you hold that Tam Kikr is deraisa, and the Gemara in Zvachim is talking about Tam Kikr, which the Rav Chaim is saying in the Rambam, and the Rambam may very well hold, that it's exerced akosav. Tam Kikr is exerced akosav. It's not going to work, though, this mahalach for the Ramban. Because the Ramban holds the Tam Kikr is lav derais. And the Gemara in Zvochim that says that chit and ayur is nois and tam there is nois and tam, and shmam and nois and tam derais, doesn't mean Tam Kikr. Ramban doesn't believe in Tam Kikr. I mean, the halacha, the Ramban holds we don't hold from Tam Kikr. We hold, what do we hold from? Only, what's nois and tam in the Gemara in Zvochim? Taimim HaMoshe. Taimim HaMoshe, the chorus is svar. Like the Shains, but the Ramban speaks out, the Ran rather speaks out in the Chulin that it's Nirgash, it's the Mamosha, it's Nirgash, so it's not bottle. And the Ritzvin of Arizona says that since it's Taimu Mamosha, so it's Kilo Aymid Be'en. Anyway, it's Svaris in Bittel Baroi, the Taimu Mamosha is not bottle Baroi. L'chor, that's already similar to Mimimino, it's Afghan Bittel. So the Fidel Ramban, if Rav Chaim's fancy Mahalach is not going to be available to answer the Gemara in Menachos.
Isn't there
the Rambam
saying
that Tam Kikr is involved, that Tam Kikr is under a bone? No, Rambam says that you need Kizayis v'chtei chilis pas, but when you have a Kizayis v'chtei chilis pas, it could be a Sudraisa. The Rambam says you need... Yes, the Rambam says you need Taimi Mamoshe. But the Rambam could hold that Taimi Mamoshe is Tam Kikr. Taimim HaMoshe is not a lashon the Ramban invented. It's a Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said that if you ate the Taimim HaMoshe, the rice, Taimim HaMoshe is like an olav, ate him because ice prepared chilis pras. So Rabbi Yochanan learned that means that's Tam Kikr. The Taimim HaMoshe is Tam Kikr. And why didn't his ice prepared chilis pras? So either Chaim Cohen's shita is that if you don't have his ice prepared chilis pras, you don't say Tam Kikr. Or others say, no, it's you really have Tam Kikr even without a Kazayas for the Achilles Pass, but you wouldn't be like it because it would be Chatzashir. Maybe that's what the Rama means. This is all sugis that we're not, we're just beginning. But there are many, the Rishonim, we have a, nobody argues on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, time in Moshe, Leikon Olav, Ezu Kazayas, Betayah, Chilas Pas. All the Rishonim agree that that's Gemara, and that we pass them that way. The Rishonim argue, those Rishonim who hold from Tam Kikr think that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Tam Kikr. Those Rishonim who don't hold from Tam Kikr, Rashi, the Ramban, they say, oh, Tam Kikr, we don't hold from. Time in Moshe is a Svar. So the Chidah Ramban, and not only the Ramban, any Rishon who does not, Rashi Ramban, that base medrash, who do not hold from Tam Kikr, they hold the Tam Kikr is not a deraisa, it's only a smachta, and only Taimi Mamoshi is a deraisa. So presumably Taimi Mamoshi is a svara, it's not a deraisa kosa. No, the Rishon who don't hold from Tam Kikr, they say it's only a smachta, the deraisa kosa is not really the Gemara in Psukim, but Mishras that has the Psukim rule as smachtas. So all those Rishon who don't hold from Tam Kikr, but Taimi Mamoshi is still deraisa, they learn the time of Moshe is a svar. What's the svar? It's not bottle. Time of Moshe is not bottle. So if it's a svar, then it's not so far from min b'mina. It's a hafkon bittel. So the whole fancy lumdus of Chaim is not going to be available to them. So then hadra kushul duchta, what are they going to do with the Gemara Menachos? Again, the same two questions. Why do I need min b'mina? What's wrong with min v'shein b'mina? And what about Greer? Why don't you need Greer? So yesterday I said a different mahalach for the Rosh. In the Rosh, another mahalach in the Gemara Menachos. What was the mahalach for the Rosh? Within the Rosh, I said another mahalach in the Gemara Menachos. I thought a nice mahalach. And what's the Shitas HaRosh? Shitas HaRosh is that what's the interplay between the Bavli and Yerushalmi and Tamkik and Taimu Mamosha and Greira? So the Rosh learns that the heavy lifting is done by Tamkik. Tam Kikr turns the iris into doga, and it's nepachli as doga, and you don't see with eating a kazayas even of the tyrannus. You don't even have to eat a kazayas of chit, you can eat a kazayas of mostly iris. It's also good. The iris is, since it's nice and tam, the chit is nice and tam in the tyrannus, the whole thing is nepachli, it's doga, and you don't see with the, and it's like you ate a kazayas of doga. And that's really the main work. But the only thing is another problem. What's the other problem? Hold the iris turned into dogon. Very nice. The iris turned into dogon, but it's not bali dechimutz. It's a lomdash dogon. It's not bali dechimutz. So for that, any greater that it's bali dechimutz. That was the mahalach of the Rosh. So now let's within the world of the Rosh, we look at the Gemara Menachos, and we want to think about the two questions that Rav Chaim is asking in the Gemara Menachos. So we could rephrase those if we're the Rosh now. So we could rephrase those questions as follows: the same two questions. But in the Rosh's terminology, I would rephrase them we could rephrase them as follows. Question number one: Why do I need min b'minoi? Why do I need min b'minoi? Why not say forget min b'minoi? It's nice and tam kikir, and that's enough. That's enough. Now the tavlin will be nepachli as dogma. And in fact, that would be even better, because min b'mina doesn't have a nepach. Min b'sheinim, tam kikir, has nepach. So the Gemara wants to say that it works with min b'mina. Wouldn't it be even stronger to say that it works with min b'sheinim, because then you have tam kikir and then it'll be nepach? That's question number one. Question number two, even if it's min b'mina, so the chit is min b'mina, but the tavlin are not bo'le dechimutz. So how are you saying? So I suggested yesterday for the Rosh is that the Rosh will say that really, yes, it should work. It works like this. Tavlin actually don't need to be Bolei Dechimutz, because the only thing in the East has to be Bolei Dechimutz is the Kemach and the Mayim. Tavlin be'etzen don't need to be Bolei Dechimutz because they're coming for a different purpose. In an Issa, you have the things that are coming to make the Issa, the staple of the Issa. That's the Kemach and the Mayim. And then you have the Tavlin that you're adding for added flavor. Filling. So the filling, the tavlin, doesn't need to be bolei dechimutz, because in the bread is machmas, not the raisins. So that's, but the nature of tavlin is that it could be part of the bread without having to be bolei dechimutz. So to the extent that the tavlin are there, but there is tavlin, they don't have to be bolei dechimutz. The problem is, the way it goes like this. The Gemara can't go with Tam Kikr, because Tam Kikr is not bottle only because it works with nepach. The mechanism of Tam Kikr is that it's nepach. Tam Pekikra by writes, min mishen min should be bottle beray. The reason why it's not bottle beray, because the heter is netto kliyas osa. So the reason, if you wanted to start over here with Tam Kikr, you would have to say that the reason why the chit is not bottled in the tavlin is because the tavlin is nepach liyos kechitim. But if the tavlin are going to be nepach liyos kechitim, then they're going to have to be bottled the chimitz, and they're not bottled the chimitz because there's no grain. So therefore, you have to say min b'sheni min is not going to work. You have to go with min b'minoi. Min b'minoi says that the tavlin remains tavlin; it's not turning into kemach. The kemach's not bottled right because min b'minoi is not bottled. Either tavlin is not bottled the chimitz. As long as the tavlin stays in its job as being tavlin, then it doesn't need to be bottled the chimitz. Tavlin, when it's sticking to its job of being tavlin, doesn't need to be bottled the chimitz. You want to turn the tavlin into a chito. So you want to turn your you want your tavlin to do a different duty. You want it to be your mashayer should be a shayer. You want your tavlin all of a sudden to become a kemach. Then it has to be bottled the chimitz, which it can't do. Because it doesn't have gravis and doesn't have any lift, it's not going to be bothered by things. So your tablin is stuck in being tablin. If your tablin is stuck in being tablin, then you can't say Tam Kikr. Because Tam Kikr only works with Nepach. When it's not Nepach, there's no Tam Kikr. So maybe you have to come on to Min B'Mina. That was the Mahalach I said yesterday for the Rosh. So I want to add now that this Mahalach also doesn't work for the Ramban. Because the Ramban, this Mahalach, in many, can't work for the Ramban. Because this Mahalach is based on the idea of Tam Kikr, the idea of Nepach. And the idea of bolad echimus. The Ramban doesn't hold from Tam Kikr. He doesn't hold from Nepach, and he doesn't hold from bolad echimus. We know that. Anyway. The Ramban passes Tam Kikr out of the Raisa. Even the Madama Tam Kikr's derisa, the Ramban doesn't hold from Nepach, and the Ramban doesn't hold from bolad echimus. But Chal only Matz has to be bolad echimus. Chal doesn't need to be bolad echimus. We saw at the very beginning of the sugya. So the Ramban this mahalach like is altogether not gonna work in any which way. So Reb Chaim's Mahalach doesn't work for the Ramban. And the Mahalach I said yesterday on behalf of the Rosh doesn't work for the Ramban. Feed the Ramban then is taka hadrukushu duchto. How do you understand Pshat in the Gemara Menachos? How are you guys chit and tavlin? There's no greira, and there's no, and number one, there's no greira. Number two, why is the Gemara talking about min b'mini? What's wrong with Pesach and Tav? Well, let's now think about it. We have to think about the Sugya Menachos through the eyeglasses of the Ramban. Instead of the Sugya Menachos through Chaim's perspective, I suggested a way to look at the Sugya Menachos through the Rosh's perspective, but neither of those work for the Ramban. If Chaim's perspective doesn't work for the Ramban, because it's built on this notion that Tam Kikr is a special Zeres HaKosuv, and it only works for those things that there's a Yafusa for, but not for Shem Lechem. So it's based on a very gilumdavit understanding of Tam Kikr, which the Ramban doesn't have, because the Ramban learns that it's not Tam Kikr at all. It's Taimi Mamoshe. Taimi Mamoshe is Svara. It's not qualitatively different than the kind of thing we mean. It's Avkon Bittu. So Rav Chaim doesn't work for the Ramban. They had a Mahalach for the Rosh, based on the idea of Nepach, and here the Talmud can't be Nepach. That's why it's not. So you have a problem. It's not Bolei Dechimus. You have to come on to Mimimina. That's for sure doesn't work for the Ramban. So now we have to look at the Sugya Menachos through the Ramban's from the Ramban's perspective, and what could the Ramban say to this for the Sugya Menachos? So let's think about that for a minute. So again, what's the Shita of the Ramban? What's the etzim the Shita of the Ramban? In Chalo. The Ramban holds that what's the heavy lifting according to the Ramban? What really allows me to be Yaitse with the Matzah of Chit and Oiris? Primarily Gerera. Because Gerera makes the oiris tuffles to the chito and the oiris gets a shem lechem, and now I'm yotzi by eating a kezayis of the tarevis, even though it's mostly oiris. The oiris becomes lechem to greir. If you're the Ramban, the main thing is greir. The only thing is greir has a condition. What's the condition? That the chito shouldn't be book. So I need Tam Kikr, Taimi Mamosh, not Tam Kikr, but Taimi Mamosh. Listen, Taimi Mamosh, the Ramban understands it to me. I need Taimi Mamosh that the chito shouldn't be bottled. Once the chit is not bottled, it's able to be going with the iris. That's the Ramban. So now, if we're looking at it from the perspective of the Ramban, now let's rephrase in the Ramban's terminology, what are our two problems in the Gemara Menachos? Problem number one is that you don't have Gerera. If you don't have Gerera, you don't get off the ground. What turns the tavlin into lechem? The iris is transformed into lechem with Gerera. It becomes tuffel to the, it becomes, because it's a tfelos. The iris becomes tuffel to the chit with Gerera. But what turns the tavlin? The tavlin doesn't have greater, especially the way the Ramban understands that greater means that the oiris also is machnas. So it resonates with the chit. The tavlin doesn't have it. So how does the tavlin get a shem lechem? So that's one problem. Where's the, there's no greater, so how does the Talmud get a Shem Lechem? Problem number two is that even if there is greater, even if somehow we'll find the greater, I don't know, whatever it is, but what's the matter of min b'mini over min b'sheini mino? Min b'sheini mino is also a reason not to be bottled. What is min b'mini? It's a reason why it's not bottled. So min b'sheini mino, it's taimi mamashi, it's also not bottled. So who needs min b'mini? So copy the first question, I think, isn't for the Ramban, is that there's an easily accessible answer. How does the Talmud become lechem? There's no greira. The Uris becomes lechem because there's greira. The Talmud doesn't have greira. How does the Talmud become lechem? Right, which is the way the Ramban would phrase the question about greira. I think for the Ramban, there's an answer that's right at hand. Because Lefidah Ramban, what does Greira do? What's the pool of Greira? How does Greira turn the Eres into Lechem? So find the Eres Bola Dechimus. Let's say the Eres Bola Dechimus. Ramban doesn't think you need the Bola Dechimus Bechalik. So like, who cares if the Eres is Bola Dechimus? And the Rosh, it's a special condition. You need to be Bola Dechimus. The Ramban doesn't really have the condition of Bola Dechimus. So what's the big deal that the Eres is Machmetz Ali de Greira? What?
Mashal
Mashiach, no? But... That's true. It's Mashal Mashiach, but why is it important that the Ur is Bola Dechimus according to the Ramban? It's because it's a way to that the Ur is it shows me that the Ur is being nitvel to the Lech. And it's worth stressing. I said a few times the Ramban is not even wedded to that notion that Greira means that the Ur is Bola Dechimus. The Ramban says two Hesberim in Greira. So one Hesberi says is that the Eres is Machmitz, and the other Hesberi in the Ramban of Greira, just the physical nature of what does Greira mean, what did the Ramban say? The Derech is when you make an Issa, you're Meisif, out of Chita, you're Meisif Eres. That's how people do it. So what does that do? People do it. So who cares how people do it? Teretz is, because that allows me to say that the Eres is Tufel to the Chita. Since it's normal to make a chito together to fill, when you make an isa out of chito, it's normal to add filler of oiris to the isa. It's normal to make it not only a chito alone, but with chito with oiris. So therefore, in the context of being lechem, the chito, the oiris is tufel to the chito. And I think even the other Mahalach in the Ramban, the other translation of Greira, that the Oiris is Bola Dechimus, it doesn't mean, and that's a requirement in and of itself, that Isa has to be Bola Dechimus. The Ramban doesn't hold that way, but the Ramban holds, because the Ramban holds that Paris is not Bola Dechimus, and yet an Isa relation with Paris is Chayav and Chala, we saw at the beginning. The Ramban doesn't think that Chala per se needs to be Bola Dechimus. It's just the fact that Oiris is Bola Dechimus when you put it in conjunction with Chito, shows me that when Oiris and Chita are combined, the Oiris acquires some of the quality of the Chita. So that it has a chemical affinity for the Chita, and therefore it's a simen, it's not a simen, it's a simen that the Oiris is nitfal to the Chita. They go together. They're a match. So therefore the Oiris is tufel to the Chita. And that's what gives it a Shem Lechem. The Oiris gets a Shem Lechem. The Rosh says the Oiris gets a Shem Dogon with the magic of Tam Kikar or Nepach. The Ramban doesn't have such magic. So what gives the Oiris a Shem Lechem? The Ramban would say the Oiris gets a Shem Lechem because it's tofel to the Chita. Greira is just a way for the, it just is the route by which the Oiris is tofel to the Chita. Because the Oiris is the Derech Dimar with the Chita, or because it has a chemical affinity with the Chita. So when you mix the Oiris and Chita, the Oiris is tofel to the Chita and it gets a Shem Lechem Agav the Chita. That's the case, so I think it's not a big stress to say that by Tavlin, I don't care that I don't have Greira. Tavlin is tufel to the Chita without Greira. Because that's the nature of Tavlin, that it's coming to be metabel, and that's what makes it. It's coming to give a taste, an extra taste. So that's what makes it tufel to the Chita. Tavlin is always, like Tavlin, it's not that Tavlin doesn't have Greira. On the contrary, Tavlin always has Greira. Because what Greira means is that the Oiris is tufel to the Chita. Tavlin is always tufel to the Issa. It's especially easy to say if you go with that with the Mahalach and the Ramban, that Greira means that it's the Derech that Oiris to Chita. Well, Tavlin is always the Derech. But even if you don't know that the gemara means, because oris is bolad dechimutz. Yeah, in temach and kemach, you need that she bolad dechimutz, that it's got an affinity. Otherwise, I don't see the why would the oris be tuffled to the chita. But tavlin is be'etzem tuffled to the thing that I'm adding it to. When you put cinnamon to a cake, the cinnamon is tuffled to the cake because it's coming to be metabol the cake. It's not an ikker. It's an enhancing. It's an enhancement of the matzah. So tavlin is an enhancement of a matzah. An enhancement of a matzah. Vat is tuffled to the matzah. Yeah.
How can tavlin always be tuffled to the matzah if even have this suggestion of the first time in the Gemara, and you say if we go after the top, if we go after the possible amounts, it might be like top. I mean, it doesn't make it seem like it's top at that point.
Plus, right there, Mike, because when the tnoim is being tuffel, is that the chita can't be bottom. We use that part of the Ramban. The Gemara is bothered, but if the tavlin is arrived, then the chita should be bottle. Just like the Ramban says that if the chita is bottle to eris, it can't be gur to eris. Well, if the chita would be bottle to the tavlin, how could it be gur to the tavlin? So the Gemara has to say, no, it's not bottle because it's mimimimimimim. Yeah, we still have the other question. Who needs mimimimimim? Take away from mimimimim. I'm not solving that problem. I'm just solving, again, these two separate problems. But I'm addressing the first problem. What is the Gemara? How can the Gemara in Menachah say that? How does Minimum Media help me? But where's the Gemara? So I'm suggesting that by Tavlin, since the Ramban, the Shitosoi, the Ramban understands that Gemara means Tvelus. Then Tavlin, it's not true that Tavlin doesn't have Gemara. Tavlin, in a sense, has Gemara. Because Tavlin also has Tvelus. And maybe it's a different kind of Tvelus. But Tavlin is Etzim Atofel. And then it's very geshmak the Lashon the Brisa, because Lashon the Brisa in Menachos is Matzi El Shenikris, Matzi Metubelis. That's what it means. It's not that the Tavlin is a separate thing, it's a Matzi Metubelis. So therefore the Tavlin is Tufel, the Tavlin has a Shem Lechem, has a Shem Matzah, because it's not a Matzah plus a Tavlin, it's a Matzi Metubelis. It's a Getavlin to Matzah. So that's Tufel to them, but there the Tavlin is Tufel to the Matzah. I mean, that's the Fidei Ramban. I think if we forget the Fidei Ramban, that's the easiest of all. What does the Gemara Menachos do with the requirement of Greira? No problem. We have Greira. Greira means Tveilus. The Tavlin is tough. What remains outstanding with Fidei Ramban is the other question. Why do I have to come on to Min B'Minoi? Forget Min B'Minoi. It's Taimi Mamosha. Even if it wouldn't be Min B'Minoi, Vosei Mavato was in his Bat, who cares? So it's Min B'Minoi. It's Min B'Sheni Minoi. But it's time and Moshe. Time and Moshe like Bokeh. Why does the Gemara need to invoke Min B'Minoi? Typically, there's time and Moshe. That problem for the Ramban is that's a problem for the Ramban. Here's the Shita Mekubetzis. The Shita Mekubetzis there in Menachos in the Hashmotus in the Isu Gimel. He also asks. He has to stop the question. Why do I need Miminoi? Typically, that it's nice and time. And he says that the Gemara is talking about a case where there's so little chita that it's not nice and time. That's the case. With the Sal Kedayit, it wasn't just the chita is a meat. The Sal Kedayit was that the chita is such a meat that it's not even nice and time. All right, if we could say that, that would help. We could say that for the Ramban too already. If we want to go that way, if we get that route, I guess we could say that for the Ramban too. But the Gemara is not talking about a case where it's nice and time. It's talking about nice and time. If it would be nice and time, I wouldn't need Mimimimim. But the Gemara, there was so many cases where it's not nice and time. Then, Mr. Fidei Ramban, I don't even need to say the Chit is not nice and time. Even if the Chit would be nice and time, if it's not Kazai's Bechtei Achilles fast, it's also not time in Mamosh. So the Gemara thought, Salkadaita, if the Chit is a meal, it's not nice and time like the Shita, or at least it's not time in Mamoshe because it's not time for the guys to play Chilas Pras. So maybe the Gemara had to come out in a minute. It's like a technical answer. No longer. It's just technical. It's an Akimta. The Gemara's not talking about a case where it's nice and time. This is very shredder, the Shita. No, the other issue, it's very shredder, the Shita, because the Gemara says, Sarka Daitach, the Chita is a new. And if it's a Raya, the Madam of Vosim Mavatl, and it's attached to the Madam of Vosim Mizvatl, so then the Gemara says, what's the other Madam going to do? The Gemara says, oh, he'll say that the Chita was a Raya. So I don't need Mimimino, the Chita was a Raya. Of course, you need to make the Chita a Raya, even if the Chita is a Mir, as long as it's nice and time. He should have just said that the chita is nice and tame, or it's because I used to pay to this bas. He didn't need to go so far. The Gemara didn't need to go 180 degrees. The Gemara thought the chita is a miyot. The Gemara thought the chita is a miyot. So and yet it's minvimino. It must be that it's a right of bosom of atlas linon. But no, the bosom is atlas linon, and it's minvishen mino. But the chita is not a miyot. It's a right. Who needed to go so extreme? Say the oil is minvishen mino because bosom is atlas linon. But the chita is nice and tame, which because I used to pay to this bas. So it's tame in my It's cast on the sheet. I don't know what's traveling the sheet. Yeah, so this nakuda, I don't know what to do with the shikta, and for the rabban also, I don't know what to do with this nakuda. Why does Marni Meminoi? What's wrong with timing the Moshe? But the other question, what happened to Greira? That I think the feeder rabban not only is not shver the feeder, not only is not a problem for the rabban, I think the feeder rabban is like it's kushim mekarlas, because the feeder rabban, the idea of Greira is trelus. Trelus you have by tavlin, you altogether have tavlin, have trelus. You have tavlin is enlocha tavlin galam is it. Yes, that's it. That's all I think about in this sheet. So in this sugya. So we have three mahalchim now in the Gemara in Menachos. If you count Tosis, maybe four. What's pshat in Gemara Menachos? Why do you need Minoy? What's wrong with Mimishen Minoy? Nice and Tam. And what happened to Greira? So we have Rav Chaim's mahalach. That I need to do two things to the chit. I need to turn it into dogon, and I need to turn it into lechem. Tam kikik can turn it into dogon. It can't turn it into lechem. Greira can turn it into lechem. That's when they have greira. By tavlin, they don't have greira. So then the tankik is not going to be good enough. It'll turn into dogon. It won't turn into lechem. Therefore, I have to come out to minbeminoi. Minbeminoi is afkon bittel. It's like the chit is ben. If the chit is ben, it's dogon and lechem too. That's the malach of Rechai. You had the malach of the Rosh that I'm ascribing to the Rosh. I'm saying Aliba Dai Rosh. That tankiker makes nepach. The way tankiker is not bottle is that it makes nepach. Nepach's not like nepach, not just icing on the cake of Tam Kikir. Nepach is the reason why Tam Kikir is not bottled. Because the head is nepach is also. But that doesn't help for Bolid Echimuts, for that I have Kikir. That's the Rosh. The way it works is Tam Kikir is Mahapach, the Eretz to be dug on, and then but still it's not Bolid Echimuts, so for that I have Kikir. By Tavlin it doesn't work because the Tavlin really is not Bolid Echimuts. So if the Tavlin minds its own business and stays Tavlin, and I don't care, that's not Bola Dechimus. It's not the role of Tavlin to be Bola Dechimus. But if you want to say Tam Kikir, then you have to turn the Tavlin and you have to say Nepach, because Tam Kikir is based on Nepach. You have to turn the Tavlin into Chito. Well, you can turn the Tavlin into Chito, then it needs to be Bola Dechimus, and it can't be Bola Dechimus, because there's no greater. So therefore, that's why you can't use Min B'Shein Minoy. You have to come on to Min B'Minoy. Min B'Minoy doesn't have anything to do with Nepach. Min B'Minoy is not bottle because it's not bottle. It doesn't need to be Nepach to not be bottle. So the chit is not bottle. You eat it with the chit is not bottle, and mele, you eat it with the chit. And you'll have to eat the chit probably. I mean, presumably, if you feel this mahalach, you'll have to eat it because I said chit. And then the third mahalach I'm saying in their Ramban, which is only helps for one of the questions, not for the other, that greyer works with derech trelus. Tavlin doesn't need a special greyer for trelus. Tavlin is tufo be'etzim. So therefore, the tavlin gets a shem lechem be'etzim. It's a matzim etubelis. The tavlin has a shem lechem. The only thing is, we know from the tnoim of tefillah that the chita shouldn't be bottled. Like the Ramban says, one of the tnoim of greira is that the chita shouldn't be bottled. If the chita is bottled, then the oiris can't be totaled to the chita. Can't be nigarach ar chita. By the same token, if the chita is bottled, the tavlin can't be nitfil to the chita. So I need the chita not to be bottled. Says the Gemara, the chita is not bottled because min b'mino ain't a bottle. Yeah, we still have the problem, but what do you need min b'mino? Typically, that it's timing of a moshe. If that, we don't have a great solution. Maybe the chita in kubetz. Then we have this cryptic Tosfos who says that the Gemara Menachos talking not like the Gemara Zvachim, the two sugyas don't stim. That's fair. Tosfos, I'm like, what in the kud are they arguing? And what do you do with the mission about Chita and Eiris? So that's a very amorphous Tosfos. What to do with that Tosfos? Yeah.
Isn't there a bond by Mimabino? Don't we still have the problem with all the
The feeder Ramban by Min Vimino. No, because Ramban doesn't hold for Min Vimino. What?
By Matzi, Ramban.
Oh, by Matzi holds from Bolin Dechimus. So one second. So saying by Matzi, if you make a Matzi with Tavlin, so granted the Tavlin is tougher for the. Interesting question. We could ask this question to Emerson, the Ramban himself in the Chalav. The Ramban himself says two mahalachim and greira. One mahalach is greira means it's bolad echimutz. Torah is bala dechimus, but the other Malach Nerman is the Torah is not bala dechimus. Just since it's the derech, it's tough to the matzah gets a shem lechem. So we could ask, okay, bishlam bechala, where the Ramban doesn't think you need bala dechimus. So I understand it. The Torah is tough to the lechem, tough to the chita. The chita is not bottle, the way the Ramban explains. So therefore, the Torah can be tough to it all as a shem lechem. And shalom al yisrael. But by matzah, the Mishnah is talking about matzah too. The Mishnah in Chala is also talking about matzah. By matzah, the Ramban agrees that there's a condition that needs to be brought with the chimus. How is the Oiriz get a Shem Lechem? I mean, even if it has a Shem Lechem, but what about this other condition that it has to be brought with the chimus? You're asking here by Talon for sure. By Talon, the Talon's for sure not brought with the chimus. So we have a problem. What does it help for the Oiriz to be tofel to the Lechem, but it's not brought with the chimus? Let's say for Ramban also, the Eretz doesn't need to be bothered with chimus. It's only, I mean, Tavlin rather doesn't need to be bothered with chimus. But we'll still have the problem with Eretz. Eretz l'chari is a kind of kenach that you need to be bothered with chimus. So who cares that it's tofel, but it's not bothered with chimus? It's a nice question. Yeah.
Why can't
you be bothered with chimus? By chal, you don't need bothered with chimus. Yeah, but by matzah, the Mishnah is also talking about chal matzah. The Mishnah of Chitin Oyer. But the Oyer is not Bala Dechimus. But the Oyer is not Bala Dechimus. In Bishlam, that's sad in the Ramban that Gerera means Bala Dechimus, so then it's good. But according to the other sad in the Ramban, the Gerera just means Tfelus, because it's the Derech to add Oyer to the Chit. But it's not, but then the Oyer is not Bala Dechimus. But if it's not Bala Dechimus, so then how is it? So I'm Chal is fine, because Ramban doesn't think Chal needs to be Bala Dechimus, but by Matzah, the Irish Shabbai is not bowl of
the
chimus.
The mixture in general, the bowl, you have a big bowl in front of you of kalachita with kavli.
He's saying it's enough that the chita Shabbai is bowl of the chimus. Yeah. I don't care that the Irish Shabbai is not bowl of the chimus. It's enough that the chita Shabbai is bowl of the chimus.
Based on the machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban, I matzah with meperos.
No, but the Ramban agree by meperos. But the word itself, let's say, maybe it's enough that the chita is bala dechimutz. I don't care that the oriz or the tavlin are not bala dechimutz. It's enough that something in there is bala dechimutz.
As far as the meperos not being good according to Ramban.
What?
As far as the meperos not being good according to Ramban.
Because then nothing is bala dechimutz. Then the whole blechem is not bala dechimutz. I need the lechem, the matzah should be bala dechimutz. But here, as long as some of it is bala dechimutz, maybe that's sufficient. Maybe that's what we'll have to say. I would add maybe that two nekudas, why maybe that's tenable. The Rosh didn't think that way. The Rosh thinks that if you mix chit and oriz, so even though it's nefach liyestogva and so on, he says, you still have a problem, oriz is not bala dechimutz. Apparently the Rosh thinks that every little thing in every little particle in there has to be bala dechimutz. But maybe for the Ramban, well, maybe the Ramban thinks that the Oiriz doesn't need to be Bala Dechimus. It's not the Chit is Bala Dechimus. Maybe, in our, yeah.
It's just that
the
Chit Bala Dechimus is on the Isa. As long as the dough is being Machmas, then that's all that is required.
Right, that's true. And I want to, maybe I would add to that, that maybe the Ramban is L'shitosoi, vis-a-vis the Rosh. The Rosh holds Bala Dechimus is from the Gidrei Lechem. That's why it applies to Chalok, because it's from the Gidrei Lechem. So if it's from the Gidrei Lechem, so then it stands to reason that if there's a part of it that can't be brought to the chimus, and that part, to that extent, can't participate in the Shem Lechem. But the Ramban doesn't think it's from the Gidrei Lechem. By Chala, you don't have it, so it's obviously not from the Gidrei Lechem. It's a din in mitzvahs matzah. The only yotze mitzvahs matzah with a matzah that could potentially be bolu dechim. Some of the Ramban compared it to Gemara and Asalka Daitach, that there's no chi of chorus and a chometz from a matzah shira. Because the mitzvahs matzah and the isser chometz are hukash lezelezeh. So it's a hekesh in mitzvahs matzah. So if it's a din in mitzvahs matzah, not in the gidrei lechem, then maybe it's enough if somewhere in the matzah there's a chelik that's bolu dechimus. So my matzah is bolu dechimus. I don't need that every particle should be bolu dechimus. The matzah with which I've been yoytz the mitzvah has the potential in it somewhere bouncing around that it could be bolu dechimus. That's number one. Number two, maybe the Ramban's the Shitosei, because since the Ramban holds that the Oiriz is tofel to the Chita, so maybe the Nusachacha, since the Rabban holds the Oros is only kosher because it's tefil to the chito, so maybe only the ikur of the matzah has to be brought to the chimus. The part that's tefil and I'm only being machshir, it's not really dogon. It's only tefil to the dogon. So just like it's not really dogon, but it's tefil to the dogon, so it's not really bolo de chimus, but it's tefil to the bolo de chimus. The Rosh doesn't have that because the Rosh doesn't learn that the Oros is tefil. The Rosh learns the Oros is not tefil, it's nepach. The Oros is not a tefil, it's just as important as the dogon. It's just it is dogon because the magic of Tam Kikir and Nepach, it becomes dogon. But it's a very important dogon. It's a real dogon, so it needs to be bolo de chimus. The Rabban doesn't have the notion of tefilus. But in the Rabban that it works with tefilus, so maybe the Dover had tefil. The same way, yeah, of course matzah has to be bolo de chimus. It needs to be dogon too. And the Oros is neither. The Oros is not even dogon. So how does it work? Because it's tefil to the dogon. So the same, if it's good enough to be tefil to the... I don't care that the Oros is not even dogon. Because it's tefil to dogon. So I don't care that it's not bolo de chimus, but it's tefil to the bolo de chimus. That's Gishmak. Okay, fine. Stop here. So, yeah, fine. So tomorrow, we'll start this sugya. So again, the first avodah is, I assume the other one is doing, is just to see the whole sugya, Gemara Rashi, from the beginning, to have a sense of the whole sugya. If you have it very clearly, if you clearly have it, the better. But then, but I want us tomorrow. But that's not what we're going to do in Shir. I'm going to start in Shir with the first tesis about the start in Shir with Hetem Staff Lister and the bottom tesis about Svar Bal Taktira. We're going to go through the whole sugya kiddushin.
Potential answer for the Ramban. First question, we're going to be.
What?
Potential answer for the Ramban. Not looking as far as.